This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for the opening market discussion. Greg, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We're seeing the markets back off just a little bit to start the week here. Corn trading right at that 420 area, but has broken some critical support at that 20-day moving average. Not the first time it's traded below it, but at this point, it may be the first time it's closed below it in quite some time. That'll be an interesting one to watch as we go into tomorrow's quarterly grain stocks report. Soybeans, for their part, also seeing some selling here this morning. They're working back towards the most recent low around that 10.05 area, currently sitting at 10.09, down about 4.5 cents. Biggest thing that we'll be obviously watching this week, quarterly grain stocks report comes out tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We also have the potential for a government shutdown as we go into the end of the day tomorrow and the beginning of the day on Wednesday. If we have a shutdown, the average shutdown that we've seen over the last 50 years, there's been about 20 or so shutdowns. It's about 8 days is what the average is. The last one being the longest one that we've seen in the last 50 years, 35 days. So we have to remember that if we get a government shutdown, that is the end of pretty much all reports.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
December corn down 2.5 at 419.5. November soybeans down 3.5 at 10.10 1/4. October soybean meal up 2 cents at 270.80. October soybean oil down 50 cents at 49.10. Chicago wheat down 0.5 cent at 519.25. Minneapolis wheat is up a penny at 568. Kansas City hard red wheat up a penny at 506.5. On the Merck, October live cattle down 38 cents at 231.43. October feeder cattle up 93 cents at 357.93. October lean hogs down 58 cents at $100.93. October pork cutout up a dollar at 105.45. Class 3 milk is up 13 cents at 16.92. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.